You've been listening to some selections from an album called American Sampler. We started out with Juba by Nathaniel Dett, Fig Leaf Rag by Scott Joplin, American Beauty Rag by Joseph Lamb, Hothouse Rag by Paul Pratt, Miss Trombone by Henry Fillmore, and I Love You Truly and A Perfect Day by Carrie Jacobs Bond. It's 2 minutes past 10. This has been Valerie Jean here at WUSB, Stony Brook, Long Island's first station of the 90s. And stay tuned right now for Stardate, and following that will be Eric Corley in with Brain Damage.
Stardate November 26th. In the constellation Perseus, there's a star named Algol, one of the most famous stars in the sky. The reason is it's a naked-eye variable star. You can see it go up and down in brightness. Algol varies with clock-like regularity. It reaches minimum brightness every 2 days, 20 hours, 29 minutes, and 8 seconds. The reason it varies is that it's a double star, with a companion that orbits around it more or less in our line of sight. When the companion wheels in front of Algol, an eclipse of the main star occurs, and the light reaching us from Algol appears dimmer than it was for about 10 hours. Algol was named by early Arabian stargazers. Its name means the demon or ghoul star. You might imagine that the Arabs saw Algol blinking and that they associated it with a ghoulish monster which peered down from the heavens and blinked slowly while eyeing its prey. The Arabs knew Algol and named it, but the detailed origin of the name is lost in prehistory. Our constellation tradition has come down through the Greeks, who named Algol for the monster Medusa, a sort of witch who had snakes instead of hair. In Greek mythology, Medusa was killed by Perseus, now the home constellation of the variable star Algol. Strangely enough, European scientists didn't observe Algol's blinking until 1660, when an Italian professor of mathematics took the name seriously and watched the star carefully for several years. This is Stardate, our writer-producer, Deborah Bird. Stardate and Stardate Magazine are produced by the McDonald Observatory at the University of Texas at Austin, ZIP 78712. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
pioneers towards that new frontier. My call is to the young and hard, regardless of age, to
just
the
hold on.
Spirit, regardless of party, to all who respond to the scriptural call, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For courage, not complacency, is our need today. Leadership, not salesmanship. And the only valid test of leadership is the ability to lead and lead vigorously.
Just as anxious to lead vigorously was another member of the same young political generation, the far better known Republican candidate for president, Vice President Richard Nixon. Nixon was originally considered a slight favorite in the race, but in the summer of 1960, the Eisenhower administration, and hence Nixon, lost considerable prestige as a result of the U-2 incident and a sudden rise. The Republican administration was also damaged politically by a business recession, which Kennedy suggested he could do more about than Nixon. But perhaps the most decisive factor in providing Kennedy with his margin for victory was the development of an altogether new factor in American political campaigns, the broadcast debate. In five debates with Nixon, heard by the biggest radio TV audiences in history, Kennedy displayed a detailed grasp of national and foreign affairs, of personal self-confidence, and a quick wit under fire which gave him a decided advantage. As in the touch football exercises, which he and his family later made a part of the presidential image, Kennedy the campaigner was the very image of the man in motion, summoning a nation into motion. Said Kennedy in the first of the great debates,
"The question before us all, that faces all Republicans and all Democrats, is Tonka or the communists going to be successful? That's the great issue. And if we meet our responsibilities, I think freedom will conquer. If we fail to move ahead, if we fail to develop sufficient military and economic and social strength here in this country, then I think that the tide could begin to run against us. And I don't want historians 10 years from now to say
the number you have reached,
the tide ran out for the United States.
Has been
I want
changed.
To say these
the
were the
new
years
number
when the tide
is
came in.
Two.
These were the years
Please
when
make
the United States
it.
Started to move again.
Mm-hmm.
That's the question before
the
you.
The number you have
people.
Reached
only you can
has been changed.
What you want.
The new number
what
has been disconnected.
Be. What you want to do in the future.
Thank you.
and bitter beef, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing.
I don't know about you, but I've had about enough of Kennedy this week. I tell you, it's coming out my ears. Every way you look, JFK this, JFK that. It's because he got assassinated 25 years ago. I don't see the reason for all this Kennedy mania. But I'll tell you one thing that was good to see. It's good to see all those old newscasts again. For once, I think the networks did a few decent documentaries and actually presented something interesting. The interesting stuff is to look at the way it actually came across on the screen. See old Frank McGee again and Chet Huntley and Walter Cronkite and Dan Rather. Why is it they're still around? But Frank McGee and Chet Huntley aren't. Maybe CBS gives you immortality or something like that. But fascinating to watch how they put things together 25 years ago. And of course, 25 years ago, we weren't around, so we don't have any tapes to play of the way we covered things. But we would have done a good job. Don't worry about that. Radio people always come through. 15 minutes after 10 o'clock, the program is Brain Damage, if you haven't already figured that out. And we've got all kinds of fun things to possibly do. Not quite sure exactly what we're going to do. Playing around with all different things here. One thing we are definitely going to play around with is the news. News is always fun to play with. And top stories. A fascinating one comes out of Neskonset, Long Island. Suffolk County police say the former owner of a Long Island drugstore has been charged with illegally dumping thousands of pills and hundreds of needles in the parking lot of a convenience store. That's right. Police say the owners of the Handy Pantry convenience store in Neskonset found thousands of loose pills scattered on the ground today in the store's rear parking lot next to a dumpster. If you hurry on down there, there might still be a few on the ground. Police called to the scene found an estimated 10,000 pills, 900 hypodermic needles, and 75 syringes containing insulin. Oh, wonderful. Police say several of the packages and vials were marked Kale Pharmacy, it's K-A-E-L, of North Patchogue. The owner of the store, Leonard Fagan of Neskonset, told police he no longer owns the pharmacy and that he paid someone whose name he did not know to dispose of refuse from his basement. Paid someone whose name he did not know. A complete stranger came up to him and said, "Hey, I'm going to get rid of all this stuff for you. Don't ask my name, though." Invisible man. Fagan was issued two summonses for violating town ordinances against unlawfully disposing of hypodermics and illegal dumping, and another for coming up with a story that nobody could possibly believe in their wildest imagination. Fagan faces maximum fines of $2,000. I gotta say this, though. At least they dumped it in a parking lot. You know, all that bad publicity about dumping hypodermic needles in the ocean? Well, I would choose a parking lot over the ocean any day. I mean, most parking lots could probably use a little kind of decoration like that, I guess. Hypodermic needles. Oh, boy. Well, let's see. We've got two newscasts here. Which one would be the best to look at? Well, I guess this one looks like it's from yesterday, so scratch that one. Nobody wants to hear yesterday's news. We're going to hear today's news. A spokesman for PLO chief Yasser Arafat warns the U.S. has made a big mistake by deciding to bar Arafat from addressing the United Nations in New York. The U.S. today denied a visa to Arafat, saying the PLO supports terrorism. But Arafat's spokesman accused the U.S. of violating international law by prohibiting Arafat from going to the host city of the U.N. Aides say Arafat planned on using his speech to ask the U.N. to grant membership to the newly declared Palestinian state. And in my opinion, that makes a lot of sense. The United Nations. Now, is the United Nations in the United States? Well, physically, yes, it is. But is it a part of the United States? Or is it something else? I think if we say that it's something else, and that's pretty much what we have to say, because, you know, we're not the United Nations. The United Nations is something that we're a member of, but we are not the United Nations. We don't control it, and in many cases we don't like what comes out of it, but it's not us. So how can we deny somebody the permission to go to a place that's international? How can one country do that? The Soviet Union can't bar people from going to the United Nations. Syria can't bar anyone. Albania can't do anything. But that's a whole other matter entirely. The point is, the United States has the United Nations inside its borders. Does that give it the right to bar people from coming to the United Nations? Seems kind of like an abuse of power to me. Maybe we should just move the UN onto an island somewhere so that these kind of things don't happen. It's got nothing to do with Yasser Arafat or the Palestinian state. It's got to do with the rules of the game as far as the UN is concerned. Imagine if it was the other way around. Imagine if the UN was, in South Yemen or something. There's so many great places in this world. South Yemen. Oh, I mean, if anyone's ever been to South Yemen, please give a call. I want to hear from people who've been to South Yemen. North Yemen. No one's been to North Yemen. Outer Mongolia. Inner Mongolia. North Korea. Tasmania. Anyone ever been to Tasmania? Seen a Tasmanian devil? Those things are wild. But I'm getting off the track here. Imagine if it was the other way around. Imagine if the United Nations was in South Yemen and we wanted to send Reagan there. And believe me, we would want to send Reagan there. That'd be another advantage to having the UN someplace else. But imagine if South Yemen said, no, you can't go there because we don't like you. We don't like what you stand for. We'd be heartbroken. Be horrible. So that's just one way of looking at it. And no doubt lots of people in the world are looking at it in just that way at this very moment, even as we speak. Maybe we can call a few information operators around the world later and ask them what they think about it. Because their opinion is no less important than that of heads of state. Anyway, reaction to the U.S. move is vocal, see, with praise coming from Israel and American Jewish leaders and scorn coming from everybody else in the world, Arab groups mostly. An official of the American Jewish Committee says there's no reason to think that Arafat has changed his position on terrorism, but the head of the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee says the decision is embarrassing. Last time someone from that group said something publicly, they were killed the next day. Word may come tomorrow on whether an OPEC plan to boost world oil prices will stay intact. An Iranian delegate to the cartel says he's optimistic that Tehran will approve cutbacks in production aimed at increasing prices. A dispute between Iran and Iraq. Oh, there they go again. I'm sticking to my promise. A dispute between Iraq and Iran. Why does Iran always get to come first? It's not fair. Dispute between Iraq and Iran on how to share the cutbacks has been the major stumbling block in the talks. Officials in Ruleville, Mississippi. Now, I'm not saying Louisville, because when you say Louisville and you're from Louisville, it sounds like Ruleville. But this is actually a town called Ruleville. R-U-L-E-ville. Anyway, officials in that town in Mississippi say a tornado that roared through town early today caused more than $1 million worth of damage. 4 homes were destroyed, 38 others were damaged. How many times did they say damage in this story? Extensive damage was also done to local school buildings. No serious injuries were reported, but there was a lot of damage. Hopefully no brain damage. Cool weather is hampering efforts to clean up a toxic fertilizer spill. Whoops, about 70 miles east of Dallas, a freight train carrying anhydrous ammonia derailed yesterday, forcing more than 200 people to leave their homes. Authorities say low temperatures are slowing the evaporation of the substance. After a 2-year voyage that took it halfway around the world, a ship carrying toxic ash from Philadelphia has finally been emptied. An official in Singapore says the ship has unloaded its cargo but still won't be allowed into port. Not quite sure how that works. At least 11 countries and 4 continents spurned the waste from a Philadelphia municipal incinerator. hey, those foreigners, we offer them something, and they just turn it down. Happens all the time. What are you going to do? An English court has decided that William Shakespeare's works aren't Love's Labour's Lost. After holding a mock trial, three members of Britain's highest court decided Shakespeare was indeed the author of his plays. A descendant... That statement just strikes me so funny. He's indeed the author of his plays. I mean, I could have told him that. A descendant of an English poet argued the plays were actually written by someone else, saying the bard lacked the knowledge of court etiquette and foreign travel needed to pen the plays. Bard? B-A-R-D. I'm not familiar with that word. But that's what Shakespeare is. I guess he's a bard. Shakespeare the bard. Okay. Unless this is another Associated Press misspelling and it's something else entirely. New York firefighters got some help from animal lovers as they battled a fire at a pet store in Manhattan today. At one point, a firefighter placed an oxygen mask over a kitten's mouth so it could breathe. About 40 purebred kittens and puppies were rescued from their cages as the firefighters handed them over to concerned passersby. Six puppies and two cats died. I wonder if they were purebreds. Interesting question to ponder there. Did they save the purebreds first? Leave the mutts and mongrels in there to burn? I hope not. New York firefighters are better than that. Well, I really don't know how to tell a purebred cat from a non-purebred cat. Dogs I can sort of do, but I don't know. Maybe it's just prejudice on my part, but I think all cats look kind of similar. Except the big ones. At 26 minutes after 10 o'clock, we have 8 degrees Celsius, and that comes out to be 46 on the good old Fahrenheit scale. Tonight we're expecting to be fair and not as cool. Not as cool as what, I don't know. But it's going to cloud up with fog developing by morning, low in the low 40s. And winds south 5 to 10 miles per hour. Watch out for them. Sunday, mostly cloudy and mild with showers likely by late afternoon or evening. High 55 to 60. Chance of rain 60%. Sunday night, rain possibly heavy at times. Oh, I love weather like that. That's just great. We had some real serious rain last week. Huge puddles. People swimming across streets. I tell you, it's a challenge. So it's all about. Possibly heavy at times. Yes, that's tomorrow night. Rain with a few thunder showers. Love thunder showers. Almost as much as hurricanes. Windy and mild, low in the 50s, chance of rain 90%. So we're not going to get off the hook this time. Monday morning showers, possibly heavy at times, one of those great Monday mornings. Getting ready for school and it's pouring outside and you got to wait in the bus stop. You get soaking wet. Ride on a school bus with a bunch of crabby people and get to school and dry off. Well, some moron tells you about something in the past and ways of using words and sentences or something equally meaningless. While the rain hits the ground outside. Oh, this brings back memories. I haven't done that for so long. Probably never will again. Morning showers, possibly heavy at times along with a few thunder showers, then becoming partly cloudy and cooler in the afternoon. High in the upper 50s, dropping during the afternoon. That's the forecast for Monday. But tonight, it's clear, kind of chilly, 8 degrees Celsius, 46 on the Fahrenheit scale. What are you going to do? It's the weather. It's the weather. There's nothing you can do about the weather. Anybody feel the earthquake? I didn't feel the earthquake. I never feel earthquakes. We've had about maybe 3 of them in my lifetime here, and not earthquakes, but tremors. Haven't felt a thing. Almost everyone I know says they felt it. Well, good. I'm glad you felt it. I didn't feel it. I was awake. I was sitting someplace. I should have felt it, but I didn't feel it. I don't know why. I just didn't feel it. Maybe in the next 50 years we'll have another tremor and I'll feel that. And I'll be satisfied. So far, I've seen a few hurricanes, some blizzards, ice storms, thunderstorms, rain, snow, hail, sleet. No earthquakes, and no tornadoes either. Just the same, I'd like to not have tornadoes. I don't like them. Except maybe far away in the distance, where they look kind of dramatic. Our phone number, because this is a call-in show and I have been hogging the airwaves, is 632-6901. Our area code is 516. The program is called Brain Damage, and we're on the air until midnight. I'm not going to tell you what I'm called, because that wouldn't be right. But our phone number is 632-6901. And you're welcome to call and give us your opinions on anything that we might have discussed in the last few minutes, anything that might have offended you or motivated you to actually think a little bit, because there aren't many things left to do that. Books. Remember books? Yeah, people used to read those all the time. I remember. I used to see them staring into the pages, lost in thought. And now everyone's staring at a video screen. For no matter what it is you need to do, the answer is in a CRT. You want to publish something? Desktop publishing. You want to make music? The MIDI system. Want to communicate with somebody? Use a modem. It's going to be wild to be an optometrist in the next few generations. Something to think about, kids. There's going to be a need for that. Unless we figure out a way to hook into CRTs without staring at them all the time. Well, we do seem to have some calls. Our phone number once again is 632-6901, and we are going to do something different tonight. Yes, all this has been predictable and the same, I know. We're going to do something different. We're going to talk to a real special guest in just a little bit. Let's see who we got. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Fuck you, dick.
Usual mentality. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Who was that I just called you, Eric?
Unfortunately, a representative of the youth of America.
Yeah, well, I'm calling about the fur protest to keep the animals' fur on their bodies.
I'm sorry?
The animals. You know, they're taking the animals' fur to make it a coat for the ladies in the city.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Talk about
that. I've seen a couple of pimps with them coats on. That's not no good. They take the animals' coats off them. What the hell are they going to wear?
What are they going to wear?
Nothing. They're dead. And they're cold, too. And I think it's unfair. I've thrown out my leopard skin rug. I've thrown out my zebra skin couch. I will not wear any animal fur. I take my boots off. They're leather. Damn it. What do you think about that, Eric?
Don't take your shoes off, Sammy. I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Well, anyway, I got ODEs on.
What else is on your mind besides fur?
Trim. You talk about the UN, they're going to change the UN and move it out of the country?
Well, I'd like them to do that, tell you the truth.
They should push it over into the water.
Because that would make a nice office building for one thing. For another thing, it would solve a lot of problems, you know?
Yeah, who's going to clean all that glass on that building?
I mean, next week, we've got Gorbachev and Reagan coming. I think they're coming to the UN. They're going to New York, anyway. They're going to New York. I don't know if they're going to the UN. They might not be, but... Yeah, we always have these foreign dignitaries... Castro came a few years ago, and we had to spend all this money to protect him. And, you know, it just doesn't seem like... New York's a great town for that kind of thing, but if we're going to deny people visas just because we don't agree with their politics and not allow them to participate in an international forum, it doesn't seem like we should have it.
Who are you talking about specifically?
I'm talking about Arafat. We mentioned that before.
You got on his head a tablecloth?
Huh?
Looks like he got a tablecloth from an Italian pizza place on his head.
I don't know if it's a tablecloth or a handkerchief that he's been carrying around for a long time.
I'm a Muslim myself.
Watch when he sneezes, because you see
boogers come
how.
Out.
Well, no, you see how he uses the thing on his head.
It's
got dual purposes. It has a little extra.
I don't mind a fellow Muslim, but he's an ugly man. He's really ugly.
He's an ugly man, but he's proud of being
ugly. Sneak up on a glass of water.
What was that about a glass of water?
You gotta sneak up on it. It's an ugly joke.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, it's gone over my head.
It's easy, because your head is flat tonight.
Yes, it feels that way, too.
Well, I gotta go. The guard's coming.
Oh, okay, well, don't want you to get in trouble.
Good night.
Thanks for calling. Yes, Sammy here on USB. Our number is 632-6901, and, should I make this call now? Yeah, I guess maybe I should. We have a few more of these, but we're going to go to them later. Write down our number, 632-6901, area code 516. This, folks, is going to be a radio first. But then again, that's what you expect from this kind of program. We're going to pick up the phone here. Get our ridiculous-sounding dial tone. Get a real dial tone. And dial this number here. As it's going through, let me just say that we're about to call a machine, okay? We always call machines, but this is a special machine. We're going to do this together.
Thank you for calling PhoneBase. Please dial the special offer number printed above your name and address on the back of your PhoneBase brochure. If you can't locate the special offer number or don't have our brochure, please dial zero for me now.
Well, I don't have a brochure, so I can't locate it. So I guess I have to dial zero.
Welcome to PhoneBase. My name is Marie, and I'm the PhoneBase Executive Operator.
Hi there.
PhoneBase is the world's most advanced voicemail and long-distance calling system. I'm going to tell you how you can get $10 worth of free long-distance calls to let me prove it. You can place calls just by speaking your party's name, deliver messages in your own voice to your clients or business associates, forward calls to your car or hotel room, even record your conversations. You can also get stock prices and market information. We accept most major credit cards and offer substantial discounts to companies with more than 10 subscribers. Now please dial 1 for a demonstration of some of my capabilities, 2 if you are ready to become a PhoneBase subscriber, or 3 if you would like information concerning a corporate subscription.
Well, I guess let's get a demonstration, huh? What do you say? Demonstration?
I'm still waiting for your response.
Okay, okay.
Now please dial 1 for a demonstration of some of my capabilities, 2 if you are ready to become a PhoneBase subscriber, or 3 if you would like information concerning a corporate subscription. Remember, whenever I ask you a question, just dial 1 for yes or 0 for no. Are you ready to proceed with this demonstration?
I'm going to say yes.
Good. Let's assume that you're a PhoneBase subscriber and you're about to pick up a message.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Welcome to PhoneBase.
Hello.
You have 1 message waiting. Would you like to hear it now?
Yes. Oh, 1.
This message was received at 10:37 p.m. on 11:26 from
Nancy James at PhoneBase. Hi, this is Nancy at PhoneBase Customer Service. Just wanted to let you know that we're here if you ever need assistance.
How nice.
Dial 1 to repeat this message or 2 for your next message.
I want to hear that again.
This message was received at 10:37 p.m. on 11:26 from
Nancy James at PhoneBase. Hi, this is Nancy at PhoneBase Customer Service. Just wanted to let you know that we're here if you ever need assistance.
Dial 1 to repeat this message or 2 for your next message.
All right, now I'm going to go to my next message, but I don't think I have any.
After listening to your message, you decide to send a message to someone, such as your spouse or business associate. Would you like to send a message to someone?
Yeah, what a good idea.
To send a message, I need your party's name, area code, and telephone number. I will deliver your message after you complete registration. At the tone, please tell me your party's full name.
Ooh. Let's see. What am I going to come up with here? I got to think of a name. I got to think of a name real fast. Well.
Please dial your party's area code and telephone number.
I didn't say anything. Okay. We're going to dial a number here.
Was that 516?
Now, I can't give that number out because, that's a special station number.
9.
Ha!
Please dial 1 for yes or redial it for me now. At the tone, please start your message for...
I don't believe that's the name it recorded. Yes, this is a horrible mistake because that's not the name I wanted to give to you. Instead, you're Mr. Static, I guess. Well, that's just the way things go, but it's impressive nonetheless. I don't know what to do now. I just stopped talking.
Please dial 1 to review your message, 2 to re-record your message, 3 to add to your message, or 4 to send your message.
Okay, here we go.
Yes, this is a horrible mistake because that's not the name I wanted to give to you. Instead, you're Mr. Static, I guess. Well, that's just the way things go, but it's impressive nonetheless.
Please dial 1 to review your message, 2 to re-record your message, 3 to add to your message, or 4 to send your message.
Well, is that how we sound to our listeners? It's awful.
I'm still waiting for your response.
Please
dial 1 to review your message.
4.
It is now 10:40 p.m. at your party's location. Please dial the time at which you want me to start trying, followed by the letters a.m. or p.m.
Well, let's start at 10:45 p.m.
I will try every 15 minutes for 3 hours, starting at 10:45 p.m. Dial 1 if this is okay, or 2 to change the time.
It's okay with me.
Now let me tell you what I charge and how I can save you money. Use a major credit card and I will give you $10 worth of free long-distance calls.
Wow.
You can use the $10 to call anywhere in the country. From then on, I will charge you 60 cents per completed call plus 35 to 45 cents per minute. That's about $1.80 for a 3-minute call from Washington to Denver.
That's a lot of money.
Less than an AT&T calling card, and much, much less than most hotel or operator-assisted rates.
Because they're rip-offs.
My other charges are just as reasonable and are clearly stated in the membership kit that I'll be sending you. But the way to save real money with PhoneBase is by using my messaging capabilities to avoid playing telephone tag with your friends, clients, and business associates. By asking me to take and deliver messages, you will save up to 75% of the number of calls you now make to reach someone who's in a meeting, unavailable, or out to lunch.
Out to lunch.
A full-year subscription to PhoneBase is just $39 when billed to your credit card. That's a 35% discount off our standard annual rate of $60. That's far less than the $15 to $35 per month charged by answering services or voicemail systems with only a few of my capabilities. Register now and find out just how useful PhoneBase can be. If you aren't convinced that I can save you both time and money, just call or write within 30 days and I'll refund your membership fee in full. Now please dial 1 to take advantage of this no-risk special trial offer.
Gosh, I don't know, folks. What do you think? Should I go for it? I don't know what to do.
I'm still waiting for your response. Now please dial 1 to take advantage of this no-risk special trial offer.
I feel pressure. You know, I feel sales pressure from this lady here. You know? Let me think about it a little bit.
Thank you for using PhoneBase. Goodbye.
Oh, well, wait a minute. You didn't even give me time to think about it. You just hung up on me. That's not nice. That's not good salesmanship. That's not even a human. What am I doing here? What should I do, folks? Should I go for this? Should I register? I can register right here on the air and start using this amazing system. And I'm told it can do some pretty incredible things. No, she's gone. She hung up. I don't know. 632-6901. That's our telephone number. It's something to really consider. Do you want to go plunging headfirst into the 1980s or maybe even the 1990s? Yeah, I think I'm going to do it. But I want to hear people's opinions. We're going to play this this concert promo here. Then we're going to take your phone calls. 632-6901. That number once again is 632-6901.
All in our stars, all in our stars, this is a I mean, even if you want to have some sort of philosophical discussion with these people. But it's cool. Okay, I'm not trying to spread any sort of doctrine or anything like that. As a matter of fact, I don't even believe in what they say, but...
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's fair enough.
Do you know what you should say to them when you call them up?
What?
Just say this, okay? Well, okay, Robert Heinlein said that if you want a lot of money, all you need to do is start a religion.
That's certainly true.
Just say that to them and see what happens.
Okay.
Okay.
We might have material for an entire show if we do that. Maybe we'll do that next week.
That'd be cool. Okay,
but I'll keep it in mind.
Truth.
Okay.
Au revoir.
Thanks for calling. 632-6901. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Good evening, Eric.
Good evening, unknown person.
How are you? Yes, person.
Human. Human being. How you doing?
And unbelievable how some Harvard-educated twit thought that whole program up.
The one we just called?
Yeah. What a incredible act of sublimation.
Well, was I taken in by it?
It was wonderful. I think Brain Damage is providing a great service by unearthing these things.
Uh-huh.
I probably would never call them and realize it.
There's so many of them around, you know. They're just popping up left and right. You just have to keep looking for them.
Yeah. Well, some of us, I guess, prefer not to look and... would never have come to contact. Anyway, I had one comment to make. Someone called earlier and said that once George Bush gets sworn in, he'd like to run Shoreham at 25%. I also heard that the Bush people have announced that once he becomes president, he will also be running his brain at 25%. At least a sixfold increase over his current output. So I think that's something to look forward to.
How about Quayle's brain? Will he be tapping into Quayle's brain at all?
Well, we're not sure that there's anything to be tapping into there, but they're working on that.
That ought to be something. Perhaps. It's going to be interesting. I think we can at least say that. It's going to be interesting.
Yes. Indeed.
And it's going to be provocative, and I don't know. It'll be something to tell our kids if we live that long.
Okay, I'll let some more calls get on the line.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
632-6901. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage. Hello? Gonna have to get to the phone faster than that.
Hello, Eric.
Yeah?
Yes, I have a bone to pick with you.
Okay, what's your bone?
It's funny, but concerning your station manager, Norm.
Yeah?
I've been writing letters to him trying to take the show off the air.
Yeah?
But I'm getting nowhere with him. I've also contacted Crowley.
Hmm.
Numerous other employees.
Are you asking me for help?
In the past 2 weeks, I've counted 13 curses and one funeral march played on the station. On your program.
Well, funeral marches, I don't know.
I have both tapes, and I'm going to be sending them to your station, as well as a station in Bridgeport that you've been feuding with.
We're not feuding. Okay, wait a minute. Let me just clear this up. We are not feuding with any station in Bridgeport.
Well, Dave Fita is going to host a program in December on college radio stations, and your program will be brought up.
Oh, that sounds exciting. I just hope he's accurate.
Young man, now how can I get into contact?
Young? You just called me young man? You're trying to make me believe you're an older person, right?
Young man, I'm 29 years old. If you're a college-age student, you have no right to talk to me like that.
Uh-huh. Okay, you're 29 years old, and you go around calling people young man. All right, fine. Older person, I would suggest, if you're serious about this, that you... write letters, and if, in fact, you are writing letters, you will get a response.
Norm is giving me the runaround. He's telling me to call, and he's never in his office. Crowley is never around. I finally contacted, I believe, an Indian today.
An Indian. Yeah, the station was taken over. As far as whatever complaints you might have...
13 curses in 2 weeks is unbelievable. This show is not regulated by anybody.
Well, I think you got your facts a little messed up there.
Who regulates the station?
Who regulates us? Well, apart from the State University of New York at Stony Brook,
exactly right.
And the student,
you're not owned by anyone.
We're owned by the state, actually New York State Board of Trustees, whatever you call them.
You do not screen.
They're the licensee.
I'm sending a tape to the FCC if this is not done. Excuse me. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. And in general, this station really has no class.
No class. Okay, so what would you like to see in its place?
I'd like to see more popular music played. Usually, I cannot find any of the top 10 hits on the station. And
you
more
want,
talk shows.
You want top 10 hits on our station?
Yes.
What's wrong with all the other stations that play top 10 hits? Why don't you listen to them?
Well, this station, in my opinion, wastes up space that could be used by another station, like WICC.
First of all, let me straighten you out on something. We're in the non-commercial area. The dial. We cannot be like a commercial station.
If you're aware of Dave Fita.
Will you stop talking about Dave Fita? I am sick of hearing that name. He's a commercial DJ. Great. All right, that's his affliction. It's not our problem.
Okay, but I've contacted him, and someone else by the name of Juan.
Yeah.
They said you've been insulting them.
You see, folks, this is what it boils down to. People constantly call us, wanting us to insult commercial DJs in another state. You know, we really don't care. We've got better things to do. All right.
Okay,
if you have a complaint,
one night on WICC, and you were on the program.
Yeah, I was on the program. It was a joke. It was a laugh a minute.
So why, if you put this station down, why did you appear on the program?
Because he called me at my home and I demanded I insult him.
Well,
and I really didn't feel like it, okay?
If you were trying to get viewers or listeners to this station, which does not have a wide listenership, in my opinion.
Well, let me tell you something. Our listeners are a little bit higher than the people that just have music on in the background. At least our listeners listen to the radio and actually hear something and learn something from it.
Well,
I know
in my opinion,
people like you want to take that away and replace it with top 10 music. Fine, but it's not going to be a fight that'll be easily won, okay?
Well, why was your music interrupted for a funeral march a few weeks ago?
What are you talking about with this funeral march? Who cares about funeral marches? If we want to play a funeral march, we'll play a funeral march. We're not afraid to do that.
Well, hey, I've contacted everybody I can, and I cannot get through. Why? At your station.
I don't know.
Will not reach me.
Well, if your conversation is like this, I don't know. Write letters. That's probably a more effective way to get through to people.
And please, just listen to me out, then you can go on to another call. But I have contacted Vita, and I believe the date is December 12th. It might be a Monday.
Well, I believe I have other plans.
You do? Well, all right. Because
well, I'll certainly make them.
It's 1 a.m. for all your listeners. And I guarantee I would like to make a prediction by January 1, this show will be off the air. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Hang up the phone. Good. Oh, boy. Calls like that really, you know, I don't know. Folks, give us a hand here, please. This is what we're up against. People that just want to, like, constantly cause problems. I don't even think there are any problems here. Problem is with commercial radio mentality. Fine. Keep it in the commercial area of the dial. Let non-commercial radio thrive. And, to clear things up, we don't have any feud with commercial stations. We have feuds with commercial stations that come down into the non-commercial area of the dial under the pretext of being religious stations. That's something entirely different. Our number is 632-6901. If you have comments, we always encourage people, if you have comments, write to us, call us, and be on the air if you want to be on the air. We're open. Incredible. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
I just want to tell you guys that you're doing a great job despite what...
Yeah, you're going to have to continue talking if you want to be on the air.
Oh, sorry. No, I just wanted to tell you guys are doing a great job despite what that other guy said.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I don't know. I just think, that, you know, people who call up like that are looking for trouble.
Yeah.
Oh.
They are. And, you know, it's interesting. Obviously, you're noticing that we're using a delay system tonight. I don't like using delay systems because our telephone system it's a step ahead technologically, but it's also a major step behind in that it doesn't allow us to do certain things. As a result of people who just call up and use four-letter words, and, you know, I have a strange feeling that caller was behind that too, you know, throwing four-letter words in so that he would have something to complain about. We like to take our calls live. We like to have people in the studio converse back and forth with the callers live on the air. Obviously, we can't continue to do that if the calls are going to be, you know, constant barrage of four-letter words. But this also means we cannot have guests on the radio program because there is no way with our phone system for a guest in another studio to communicate with the person on the phone. We were using the radios as a way of communicating. In other words, the person would listen to the radio to hear the person who is in the other studio. What can we do? We can't do that anymore. It's a step backwards, and apparently that person has gotten what he wants.
Well, I think you're doing a good job of it.
Okay, well, it's good to hear that. Good to hear that now and then.
All right, so don't let those people get you down. I mean, we'll support you. All your listeners will stand behind you.
That's real good to hear. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks. Bye.
632-6901. You know, and that person probably had something really good to say, you know, because he was ringing the phone for a long time. And instead, all he ends up saying is, you're doing a good job. That's something. 516-632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling about, you know, I agree with what this guy said in the beginning of the show. He said something about they shouldn't take animals' coats off because, like, they won't have, you know, they won't have any for the winter. But, you know, I think it's all right to take them for the summer because it's, you know, it's hot out and all, and they don't need any coats for the summer.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if they take coats off in the winter, that's almost, you know, that's cruel to the animals.
Well, I don't know. Do they let all these stripped animals go back out into the woods?
I think so, yeah. And in the summer, you know, it's okay because they stay cool.
Uh-huh.
And, I think your radio station's great, and, if you ever need anything, just give me a ring, you know?
Okay, well, we might be taking you up on that, but just spread the word about USB to people, you know, who think that radio is terrible. There's always an alternative, and not just USB, there's other stations around, too.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
I'll let you have my number pretty soon after the show or something. You can give me a call.
Okay.
Into law.
Okay, great, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
516-632-6901, the computer should be calling back soon. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage. Anybody there?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, you want to say something?
Hey, you guys are doing a great job there.
You sound like you're calling from very far away.
No, from Riverhead.
Oh, Riverhead, huh?
Yeah, you guys are doing a great job there at USB.
Well, that's good to hear now and then, and apparently it's something we need to hear now and then.
I'm a classical musician, and I like your show because a different theme nights. You have punk night one, you know, and then new wave, and it's great. You have classical music, everything you could, you know, possibly want. It's great.
Uh-huh. We try to mix it up as much as possible, but no matter what we're doing, if it's news, classical, avant-garde music, we try to just be a little different. We don't always succeed. Sometimes we mess up, but we try,
and,
you know.
But you guys keep up the good work. Oh, I wanted to ask you, when's your program guide coming out for the new year?
Well, we are going to try to get something. I know there is a program guide update out.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. If you want, I can transfer you to our machine, and you can leave your name and address there, and somebody will send you one.
Oh, that's all right. I'll probably call the radio station during the week.
Okay, call during business hours, and we'll try to get one out to you.
Okay. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
And then again, maybe that person was a staff person who just wanted to get all these nice people to call. I don't know. There's nothing that will encourage the nice people to call than to have a nasty person call. Anyway. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Yeah. Is that guy really serious that called?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
What do you think?
He almost sounded like a joke to me, because I can't believe that someone would actually be that much on your case.
Yeah, I think the young man part was probably what threw him the most.
I think it was fake, but, you know, you never can be too sure.
It might be fake, but whether it's fake or not, it represents a real danger. You know, we do have people that that monitor this radio station, and if we play a song that is deemed, you know, a little bit outside the norm, they'll get on our case about it.
Different, because your show, you have no control over your callers.
Uh-huh.
And whereas you do have control over the music, but, you know, what can you do about it?
Unfortunately, now we have to have some control over our callers by putting them on delay. I don't like doing this.
I know. I think it stinks, too, but...
And it limits us so much, too.
I like your show, though. I listen to it every chance I get, so... It's a great show.
Well, thanks very much for calling, and spread the word about non-commercial radio.
Also, another thing.
Last hope.
I have tried calling your number for program guides about 10 different times. They haven't sent me a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. If I transfer you over there again, and you leave a message there, I will physically point out to somebody, this is the guy who's called 10 times.
Okay.
And I'll make sure personally you'll get something.
All right.
All right. Hold on a second while I transfer you to our machine.
All right.
Hello, this is the phone mail system. You may now release the call or hang up.
I'll release the call. There we go. The call is released. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Yeah, that person really ticks me off.
Oh, must have for you to call three times.
Has anyone ever told that guy that there are two knobs on the radio? One turns the volume up and down, and the other one changes the station?
Two knobs and a plug.
What?
Two knobs, a plug, and a main power supply in the house, probably.
Yeah, I know.
There's all kinds of options, and you can smash the thing, too, if you need to.
Well, but, I mean, this is the best radio station on Long Island. I mean, it's the alternative. You know, you've got these other commercial radio stations on the other spectrum, on the other end of the dial.
And you got the religious right over on the left.
Oh, well, but no one listens to that anyway. But, you know, and...
I'm sorry, I have to put you on hold one more time. The computer's calling us. Hold on. Hello, computer.
This message center, and I have a message...
She does that all the time.
This is the phone-based message center, and I have a message for...
Special secret number.
Please dial 1 if you are...
Special secret number.
2 if you can take a message for this party. 3 if you want me to hold for 2 minutes. Or 4 if you would like me to call back in 15 minutes.
Well, I'm not special secret number, but I can take a message.
At the sound of the tone, please say your name for me.
I'm just, doing the radio show here, but I'll take a message for special.
Thank you. This message was left for...
Special secret number.
At 11:36 p.m. on 11:26.
Hello, this is me calling. I don't really know what to say, because I'll probably be picking up the phone on the air, and we'll see if the message comes through. This certainly is a marvelous moment in the history of both WUSC and in the telephones and things like that. I'm really wasting time here, so I'm just going to stop talking. Hope I get this message sometime.
Please dial 1 for me to repeat this message, or 2 if you got it okay.
Got it okay, got it fine.
Please dial 1 to reply to this message, or 2 to end this call.
Oh, let's reply.
Please start your message at the tone.
Got your message, fine. Good to hear from you again. Don't be a stranger. Call in sometime. See you later.
Thank you. If you would like more information about PhoneBase, please call 1-8-
No. We don't have commercials here on our radio station. Sorry. Can't do that. But what we will do... Brother Nick, I'm taking some of your time. Is that okay? Is that all right? Because we had some crazy callers tonight, and we have to and we're talking to machines and things like that. But please take the seat of honor over there.
Ooh.
I'd like to hear your input on some of these things.
Well, I wonder where you get these numbers. That's what I want to know.
People give me numbers all the time. You know, some people get drugs. I get numbers.
It's amazing. You can call people up and you can. Have them make absolutely no sense, which actually, if you want to do that, you can also call like your friends, but that's intense. I like that.
Now, what I'm going to do now, and is there a pair of headphones? Let me plug you in here so you can hear.
Where am I?
Let's see. You could probably, well, I can plug you in down here.
Okay, I think I'm good over here also.
All right.
Okay. Oh, live on the air here. Okay, I got it.
Except, I think you're going to hear me 6 seconds later there. That might be awfully confusing for you. You see? You should see the look that Brother Nick gave me. I'm sorry.
Wow.
See, I'm in your headphones 7 seconds later. I don't think you can handle that.
It's very strange.
This real spacey look on his face.
I'm losing my mind.
Well, now, I'll plug you in over here. You'll probably like it much better.
I feel as though I'm in the middle of vertigo.
No, actually, I've forgotten how much fun delay can be.
Oh my goodness!
Let me plug you in down here.
Okay, plug me in down there. That was great. I love that.
Is this cord long enough?
Story of my life.
Okay, there you go. Take that part. And I'll plug this part in here. All right. Can you hear that?
I hear beautifully now.
All right. That's kind of tight, but I think.
Also, right. The story of my life.
All right. Now then, let's get back to business here. We're going to call back the computer. And see if it told us that our message was delivered okay. Let's see what we get here.
Special guests on the brothers tonight, Bob Murphy, New York Men announcer.
Oh, really?
Dan Kelly, hockey announcer. It's going to be a great show.
Great. Brothers always have some surprises up their sleeves.
Yes, none of which elicit any response.
Please dial your account number.
Here we go.
Well, I like that little,
Please dial your security code or speak your password now.
Here's my security code.
Welcome to Phone Base. You have one message. Dial 1 to make a call, 2 for messaging, 3 for your business assistant.
We could always use
4 for my service
extra
menu,
messaging, I
or
think.
5 to customize your account.
Let's do the messaging.
Yeah.
You have 1 message waiting. Would you like to hear it now?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Your message for
special secret number
was delivered at 12 1 a.m.
12 1
on 11 20 7 2.
I'm just, doing the radio show here, but I'll take a message for special. Got your message fine. Good to hear from you again. Don't be a stranger. Call in sometime. See you later.
This is incredible.
Would you like me to repeat this message?
No, that'll be fine. You don't have to do that.
Can you imagine how that woman
would
talks
to her husband?
Would you
like to leave a message for someone?
No, that's all right.
Dial 1 to make a call.
All right, enough of you. Okay, well, that concludes our experiment there. I'm now a full-fledged customer, I guess.
Yeah.
We left the person on hold while we were doing this. Awfully sorry, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. We left you on hold for a very long time, but we had to talk to the computer. You know how important that is.
Well, anyway, that person just, like, really ticked me off. I didn't know reggae until I listened to 90.1 and the Cultural God Listener. And then, I got turned on to reggae and turned on to all these cool sorts of music. And if that person wants top 10, go down to the vast wasteland that lies on the other end of the scale. But don't invade my radio station and all of our radio stations.
Ooh.
So that's just what I have to say.
Sounds like you mean it.
I do mean it. Now, I'm a very nonviolent person, but I'll...
He said through
crunch teeth. Or whatever.
Well, we don't advocate that kind of thing, but, all we really need are people to, occasionally say something nice and speak up, and if we do something wrong, tell us that, too, because we want to know.
Considering the amount of calls that you've gotten saying you're doing a good job, I think you have a considerable backing.
Yeah, and folks, I didn't plant that call, okay, in case people are thinking I'm doing this for my own gratification. I really I'm not enjoying this.
Well, I was just going to say, I think that person's use of little man or young man, I think as a 29-year-old, just sort of denotes insecurity and a need to feel superior.
Uh-huh.
So,
super.
That's just what I have to say.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Good job.
Thank you. In no way do we mean to demean a person's complaint if they have a complaint to register. You know, we're not making fun of them.
Not you or I.
Complaint. So, no, I wouldn't do that.
Never.
Well, almost never. Hardly ever. We just had a couple of calls here. We'll zip through them really quickly, then we'll plunge into the brother show.
Plunge.
Okay. Here we go. Good evening. You're on brain damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're on brain damage. That's what it is. Sorry, it's a form of control, but we have to do it.
In radio land...
Your fellow listeners have decreed it.
They say that anyone who has their radio on during a delay show usually shot on sight.
You see, this is an example of what we have to cope with now. He cannot hear Brother Nick at all. Isn't that something?
No loss.
Sorry, and he's sitting in the same room. It's because his speakerphones are so lousy.
And I hear myself...
I just broke it, too. What?
He hears himself. That's a...
Well, you hear yourself
that is progress.
6 seconds later.
Yeah.
What do you have to say?
Snoring. Okay, all right. First of all, what's that religious station called?
The new religious station to the left?
Yes, the right station to the left.
Well, let me just clear you up on one thing. It's not really a radio station. All that is a radio tower that's relaying another radio station. It's not... There's nobody in that building, no one working at that radio station. And that's... if there was a real religious station operating out of Smithtown... I would have no trouble with it.
But
they're just... They're from New Jersey, and they're just pouring the signal over us, and it's just horrible. WFRS is the name of the station, though.
FRS.
Yeah.
Well,
and they're hooked to WFME in New Jersey.
I told you what that stood for before, didn't I?
What does it stand for?
I can't repeat it over the air.
Well, don't, then.
All right, first of all, he was complaining about what you played. They've been playing organ music before.
I don't know, this funeral march.
Organ music, that's...
I kind of like funeral marches. Whenever a Soviet leader dies, they know because they just start playing funeral music on the air. They don't say anything. They just start playing funeral music. And that the Western experts analyze it and say, this means that somebody up in the Politburo died,
Yeah,
why do they have to be so mysterious about it?
You can get season tickets to that, too, to when the Russian guys die.
Huh?
Every year.
Well, between that and the Pope's going a few years ago, yeah, it was something to
we
be counted on.
We were flying through Pope's.
We were flying through Pope's like there was no tomorrow. And it almost wasn't. Boy, we've got a bingo. Can you believe this?
Incredible. It's Saturday night on Long Island.
Boy, I hope people have anything better to do.
Unbelievable.
Oh, he hung up. Can you believe that? They hung up and we didn't even hear him hang up.
They're gone. He's history.
Good evening. You're not history. You're on brain damage.
Hi. Am I on the air or off the air?
You're on the air.
I'm on the air?
You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
All right.
Turn
down
your radio or you'll get confused.
Can I say hi to, hello, am I on the air still?
Well,
you know, I love someone who has full
capacities
to speak.
That's the other thing delay does to people. It completely confuses them. I hate delay. I really do. Go ahead. Say what's on your mind, but make it quick.
Can I say hi to Brother Ned or Ed?
Brother Nick.
Brother Ed.
Hi, Brother Nick.
Brother Ed is the quiet one.
And I want to say hi to my friend Craig. And I want to say what's up to Lowell in the Bronx.
Lowell in the Bronx. I'm sure he's listening
tonight.
And
I want to say what's up to Flipper. In the Manhattan
the
area.
Flip, man.
And that's about it.
Okay, well, I'm sure they all appreciate hearing this.
All right, see you later, bud.
Bye.
You know, he almost got a full sentence out. That was nice.
Oh, all those people, all those friends of his in all different parts of the country.
Indeed.
Good evening, you're on brain damage. Oh, good morning, you're on brain damage.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Corley.
Yes?
This is Stiltskin, and you were inquiring before. Oh, wait, first one.
I was inquiring? What was I inquiring about?
You wanted numbers, strange numbers.
Okay, but they have to be 800 numbers.
Well, can you, use the delay real quick?
What do you mean, can I use the delay real quick?
Blank out this number so no one can...
Why don't you call me after the show, and you can give me other numbers then.
Okay, two more questions.
Yeah?
Who does that, little mix at the beginning of your show?
We have a group of musicians that come in off the street and do it every week. No, it's a tape. It's something we put together here at the station.
Oh, okay, and one thing for Brother Nick.
Yeah.
My favorite song, Public Enemy, Don't Believe the Hype.
Yeah, I think I have played that several times, and we'll see. If
okay,
not Public
well,
Enemy,
you,
for,
you know, you might be interested, caller, that there are rumors in the hallways of Stony Brook that Public Enemy will actually be coming to Stony Brook.
Yeah,
can you believe that?
The guy that does, well?
Yeah?
The guy that does that reggae program told me that.
Ah, Lister.
Lister.
The guy that does that reggae program. That man is Mr. Reggae.
Mr. Reggae.
He is. You talk to anybody in the music business, and they know Lister. He was Bob Marley's personal spokesman.
Oh, no. Get out of here.
Oh, well, I will be getting. I'm late to getting out of here, but it's
That's
true.
True fact.
It is true. It is very true.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll call you back later, Mr. Corley.
Okay.
He's very formal. I love that gentleman.
People don't believe that Lister is as big as he is. And, Lister, and you never know it by talking to him.
You could look through several Black Uhuru albums, and Lister is listed in the liner notes.
And Lister has put out albums himself. Not put out albums, but he's produced albums.
And a man of many many facets, as it were.
Yeah. Everybody knows Lister. You just go somewhere and you say Lister, and they know what you mean.
It's like saying cash.
Almost the same effect. Good evening. You're on brain damage.
Hi. Let me turn down my radio. Hold on a sec.
It sounds like Bill Fox.
Yeah. I'm at work.
No, it's not Bill
tonight
Fox.
Tonight I am, like, really pissed. I can't believe that cretin that called up here. I'm calling from Bridgeport.
Oh, Bridgeport Connecticut.
Connecticut. Yeah.
How's the signal coming in there? I hear all kinds of reports about it.
Where, and if I weren't in the office now, I'd be out looking for a ham. Hey, buddy, get a life. KC-101, WeeB-108, DRC, GMX, they all thrive on top 10 mutants like yourself. Get real. This isn't a communist state.
Well, well put, sir.
Thank you. That's it. I'm out of here.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
That was nice.
The Connecticut callers are always quick. It's a toll call, you know.
Yeah.
But I wish we'd hear from more Connecticut callers because, you know, they...
It's for that reason that they don't call, is they feel that they're going to spend a little extra cash. They want something that's going to be worthwhile and knock their socks off. And the phone call alone would do that, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, probably would. But it is late night, you know. It is.
You
know, it's as cheap as it can possibly get.
The best phone call I ever got from Connecticut was giving away concert tickets. I forget who the group was. And this young woman pulled over on some deserted road somewhere off of I-95 and wanted to win these tickets, and she didn't win. I had already given them away. Oh, I carry the guilt with me to this day.
Wow. Well, as long as she didn't get into an accident doing that. Sometimes people really drive like maniacs to get those concert tickets.
Yes.
You know,
get a cellular phone.
Yeah, that's the answer, folks.
That is the
that's
answer.
Obviously the answer. Sell your phones.
You know, you get charged for incoming calls on cellular
phones. That's crazy. That shouldn't be. That should not be.
That is amazing. They have special rates.
I think you get charged for busy signals, too.
You may. You may indeed.
Well, this phone system, ours, charges us for busy signals. You know that?
You mean you call someone here, we get charged for that?
Well, it waits 40 seconds. That also means you can talk to somebody for 30 seconds for free. But
do the listeners know what phone system we have here at the State University?
Oh, they should know by now. We've complained about it long and hard.
Oh, it has been mentioned.
It's been mentioned many times.
ROM is a four-letter word, Eric. That's all I can say.
And it's a four-letter word that IBM's trying to get rid of.
And push it on.
I've heard that
from
inside sources have told me that. It's become a ball and chain around the corporate neck.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable.
That's incredible.
Sorry, race
like Grumman Brothers.
You want to race through some more calls?
Let's do a couple more.
Look at this phone. Look at this.
They're all
lit up like a...
This will be the last rack. Let's rack them up here.
Okay. Last rack. Here we go. Good evening. You're on brain damage, or actually lobotomy.
Oh, it's lobotomy now.
Well,
incredible.
Yeah, let's say that. Let's say it's lobotomy now.
Which is post-brain damage.
Post-brain damage.
Post-brain damage. Okay. Well, anyway, what ticks me off the worst about that religious station you were talking about earlier is the fact that they block out WNYU.
They sure do, and they block out WRHU and WNHU, too.
They do.
Every station
has
a U in it.
I haven't been able to get the other two, but NYU, that's like my second favorite radio station.
Next to?
Next to, of course. WSB, but anyway, I don't know. It really gets. I can sort of get it because I have like the mega antenna on my radio, so I can sort of get it if I play with it. But I don't know. It's. I always hear have these like really quietly religious sermons going on behind it, which is sort of interesting, actually, because you can like listen to. You ever listen to New Afternoon Show on there?
No.
Well, you should listen to it sometime because you have like the New Afternoon Show where they play like punk and. You know, alternative type music.
Oh, this is on NYU, not the religious station.
not the religious station. This is WNYU. And then in the background, you have the religious stuff, which makes for a very interesting combination.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm sure it does.
Play some tapes and sell them.
You know what gets me? Their source station, WFME, is at 94.7. I can pick them up perfectly. So why are there two stations with the exact same thing on that in the same area? You know, it just doesn't seem right. And think of it this way. If that frequency had been available and made public, that could have been another station like USB, like NYU, run by another school on Long Island.
Well, what
a
is
real
the
radio
deal?
Station.
They have like such an incredibly strong signal that it blocks out everything. And aren't they technically like a commercial station, or is religious station considered non-commercial?
Well, you know how religion is in this country. It's non-profit. They don't pay taxes. So unfortunately, that kind of station is considered in the same way as a station operated by a school. And the reason their signal is so powerful is they don't have a very much, they're only half the power of USB, less than half the power of USB, but their signal is much better because they're on a very high tower.
Aha,
in New Jersey.
No, they're on a high tower. Channel 67's old transmitter in Central Islip, that's where they are.
I'm not aware of this radio station, excuse my naivete, I'm not aware of this loud radio
station. Again, I don't like using the word radio station because all they are is a relay tower. And there's no local programming coming out of there. They do double IDs. They say WFME and WFRS. And
a Howard Stern show.
It's bothering a heck of a lot of people because it's so intrusive. It blocks out the radio stations. And the way, I was talking about this a couple of weeks ago, the way they talk down to the listeners is
really?
Horrible.
Oh,
they say
do,
if you don't embrace our way of life, you are going to go to hell. No question about it. Straight to hell. Now, we believe that's true here at this station. If you don't believe it, we'd say you're going to go to hell. But we don't say it all the time.
Right.
we don't try to frighten people. And that's what they're doing. They're succeeding in frightening people.
I don't quite understand why the FCC's busting, not that they're busting our chops, but in general busting chops. And then a station like this.
I don't think the FCC right now is really busting anyone because they just sort of want to get out of the radio business, it seems. That's the way I see it.
Just like GE.
It's divestiture. It's
disembodiment. Some of the shows on WNYU, especially some like the punk shows, not to put them down, actually I like them a lot, but they do use a lot of stuff which, you know, is technically under FCC code, illegal, or, you know, would be censored.
Oh, yeah.
So they do, and they get away with it, and it's great, but for some reason, WSB, they get bounced on every time they try it.
WUSB is Muzak compared to NYU as far as the way we let songs on the air and screen things.
Yeah.
That's sad, but that's unfortunately in this day and age, that's the way it has to be until further notice.
Yeah, but it's true.
So that's where we stand. But, explore the dial and see what else you find. There's all kinds of interesting things happening. And remember, you have a voice.
Finding it.
You have a voice as far as we're concerned, as far as any other station is concerned, you have a voice.
Did I what?
You be vocal, that's all I'm saying.
Telephone, are we talking about delays again?
well, yeah, we are.
I know if I were to turn up my radio now, I'd probably just freak myself out.
That's true. Why don't you do it? Why don't you do it? Go ahead. Enjoy yourself.
Ooh, wow. I
just freak myself out. I love this.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's great. All right, thanks so much for calling. We're only going to take two more calls, and then I'm going to relinquish the magic seat here to Brother Nick.
Okay.
I love that seat.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
It's a
magic seat.
Yeah, it's a magic chair.
Press that one certain button. Oh, my.
Oh, here we go. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hello.
Yeah.
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 Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, what, am I on hold?
No, you're not on hold. You're on the air.
Oh,
some people confuse the two, but you're on the air.
Yeah.
I think there's mass confusion going on.
Now, you're on delay, so I have to ask you to turn down your radio, because otherwise you'll be very confused.
Yeah.
I like to listen to myself on the radio, too.
This is still kind of strange, but...
I think he's in a sensory deprivation tank right now.
Guys think that Penn Station is so opinionated.
Yeah?
It really bothers me every time I go for another local station.
Uh-huh.
And that's in a... That's in Brentwood. It'll blocking it out on me.
Yeah. Is the station in Brentwood that it's blocking out?
Yeah. It's double XK, something like that. It's more like a high school station.
Oh, a low power station, yeah. I imagine it has a devastating effect on that kind of thing.
Yeah, and when I turn over there, when I hear this guy howling, always saying everything is bad.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you can write letters. You can write letters to, everyone concerned, local papers, elected officials, the FCC themselves. I have no qualms saying this. Of course, this is just my opinion. They're not a radio station. They're a tower. They're a relay point. That's all they are. I don't think I'm offending anybody by saying that thing should be torn down, because it's not representative of anything coming out of that place. It's simply a relay point. It's a physical object. I don't like that physical object. I think it should be gone and replaced with something that comes from the place where it's erected, not somewhere else. They give traffic reports for New Jersey in the middle of the day. Who cares? I mean, we're out here in Suffolk County. We don't care about New Jersey traffic.
That's true.
It's an outrage.
Really, give us something local.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if they started a radio station and, you know, were 24-hour religious and were local, that would be fine with me. I'm not too crazy about them being down here in the non-commercial area, because they're really not non-commercial, but, you know, that's another thing altogether. Sir, we only have time for one more call, so thanks very much for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. And this will be the last call, as I am infringing horribly. I feel horrible about this. I feel awful.
Eric, please.
No, I feel awful. I really do.
Only
will you let me feel awful, please?
Would I do this? And maybe maybe Mary Frances.
Is Mary Frances around?
Mary Frances, I believe, does overnights.
Does she?
I'm aware of this, but I'm not 100% sure.
Well, I'd sure like to hear that.
Overnight schedules are tough to get, even for, yes, the listeners, even for...
Well, it wasn't last
WWE.
Night. No one showed up for the overnight last night.
Oh, hey, now, there's one of my favorite DJs.
In fact, our station was off the air, and I was listening to WWPT where is that, Westport.
WWPT.
I used to listen to that station all the time before USB went on the air.
We were off the air last night.
Yeah, we were off the air last night.
Dang it.
Yeah. These things happen.
They do.
We shouldn't be talking about this over the air, should we?
No, we shouldn't.
Okay, let's take this last call. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage, and you're the last call.
Hi, this is Steve. I'd like to say hi to my friend Craig.
Okay. Wait, didn't you call and say hi to your friend Craig before?
No, this is a different person.
Is it the same Craig?
I don't think so.
Okay, continue.
But, I really like your show, and I think it's great. I think you should have more, interesting subjects.
Okay, well, I'm open to suggestion.
But I like your show. That guy who came on earlier, he was totally wrong.
Uh-huh.
And, it's a pretty good show, though. I like it for the most part.
Super.
Great.
And I'll get off pretty quick.
so you can get another caller maybe.
Okay, well, listen to some of the other shows in this station too, because it really is a pretty diverse bunch of people here.
Well, isn't this Donahue?
Donahue? No, no, you got the wrong station.
I understand Donahue did a show in the
aren't I calling Donahue?
Oh, no, I can transfer you to him. He's down the hall.
No, is
people mix us up all the time.
Is he really?
What?
Is he down the hall?
Oh, yeah, no, he's way down the hall, yeah.
Jim?
Oh, I thought I was on Donahue.
No, no, no. But you can tell us about your various problems.
What station are you on?
What station am I on?
Yes.
What station am I on?
This is, isn't this K-Rock?
No, it's not K-Rock. Wait, it's below K-Rock.
Isn't this 90.1?
90.1.
Yeah, it's 90.1.
I got you on right now.
Great.
Wow.
And Donahue.
Isn't that cool?
Where are you calling from? What
I didn't even know that you would. This is...
What I say, what city in town?
And I don't believe it.
We're making this guy's night.
What?
I don't believe this. What? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Miller Place.
Miller Place.
Miller Place.
Miller Place.
That's a fine town.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah. I like it. I've been through there a few times.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Sorry,
I'll slow down to about 40 and take a look at it.
Yes, it's very bucolic.
I was thinking of it. You know, the guy that called earlier?
Uh-huh.
And he called you young man. I was just wondering, how old are you?
Ah, yes. I often wonder the same thing.
Just to see if he was really right calling you young man.
Yeah. Well,
what is young?
I'm young in spirit, and I'm, you know, I guess I'm young overall.
I would say so. I think we're all young.
Yeah. Are you 32?
Oh, kids at heart. No, that is something I am not. You know, it's definitely true. And don't ask any more questions.
Do you think you can play any Black Cabbage on there?
Black Cabbage? I don't know if we have any vinyl by then.
If I send in the tape, will you be able to play them?
I'm starting to catch a drift here.
Is this Black Cabbage here?
This
calling
could be
us?
The Black Cabbage.
Black Cabbage is a band out of Colorado.
Well, you're out of Miller Place, so maybe he's not connected with
you. Well, I used to be in the band.
Ah, and then you moved all the way to Miller Place to get away from them, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can I send you a demo tape?
Sure. Anyone who has music to send us, send it to us.
Do you play it? Because it's hardcore.
We do play hardcore.
This is hardcore. Is it not?
Yeah, we play anything.
Right?
Well, we don't play anything. We play a wide diversity.
Oh, but certainly isn't Donahue.
No, Donahue would not play hardcore.
No, Donahue. Oh.
In fact, Donahue hasn't played much music recently.
So, do you know the number for Donahue? Because I apparently have the wrong number.
Yeah, well, you got the right station. I don't know the number for Donahue. I'm sorry.
Oh, but, man.
And what of Oprah?
What of her?
I'm interested in the phone. What did you call earlier, the phone machine?
I think it's called Phone Base or something like that.
I'm interested in the phone number of that. Can you give it to me?
I can't give it to you over the air, but if you call back after the show, we will give it to you then.
Well, what if no one answers?
Then, of course, we can't give it to you, but
we will answer the phone.
We'll see it ringing and we'll answer it.
Okay? You will?
We'll try.
Are you sure?
Well, you know...
we want a money-back guarantee, perhaps.
Bush could get his hand on the button before that.
All right, I'll call later, all right, bud?
Okay, thanks for calling. They get stranger every week. You know?
Notice after midnight, it gets wackier.
Yeah,
I don't want to say anything.
And my
bad.
Show ends at midnight. Why is that?
I don't know.
Well, it didn't end at midnight this week.
No, Eric.
I'm sorry about that.
No, hey, no need to apologize. I wouldn't do it for anyone else.
Well, you just make sure that that when the metal show goes on, you take a half hour of their show.
They'll
take a half hour of Bob Longman's show, and he'll take a half hour of Bill Lazarov's show, and it'll just keep going on and on until next week.
Starting tomorrow, the USB schedule will be a half hour ahead.
Yeah, just like the Iranians, you know, their time zone is a half hour ahead of their neighbors.
United States? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow,
I don't know why that is, but it just is.
They do some interesting things in Iran.
Let me give out the address for those people who do want to write in with any kind of comments, positive or negative, because we do want to hear them. It's WUSB, State University of New York at Stony Brook, Stony Brook, New York, 11794. And we still have calls, but we can't get to them, unfortunately, because we really have to go now. And call us next week. Brain Damage every Saturday night from 10 to usually 12. Brother Nick, do you want to say something intelligent while I look for the outro?
No, at 10 to 12, then the lobotomy show from 12 to 2:30, then the power surge. And it's... rollicking, and it's Radio Free Long Island. That's what we should do tonight. All of the USB catchphrases, the first station of the 90s. Where you should be. What is that one? Where you should be.
Where you should be. Where unique sounds begin.
Where unique sounds begin.
Yeah.
There was early ones before I came aboard the USB love.
Well,
train.
Now, some people even have T-shirts that say Radio Free Stony Brook.
Radio Free Stony Brook.
Yeah, that's a twist, the play on words.
And I believe only early USB staffers have
the Carrier Current t-shirts, which were very, very big on the campus a few years back.
Yeah, these would be 820 on the AM dial. And those days are gone.
I would
Thank
love to
God
hear
for that. Well, now we're FM station. But,
I'd love to hear tapes of that.
Yeah. Folks, one other thing, if you have comments, you know, on other shows, call the people up who do those shows, too, because we all like to hear what people think. You know, sometimes you do a show here at the station, and you just do a show, and you finish doing the show, and you say, hey, did I just play records for myself for the last 2 hours? It's hard to tell, you know. Radio is such a unique concept. You don't know if a thousand people are listening or three people are listening. It's impossible to tell.
There is no audience.
Yeah. So call up and write in. We especially like to get letters from people. Hang them up on our bulletin board.
We do. And laugh at them. No, we don't do
that. Well, we do if they're funny.
Yes. And maybe
sad, we cry. You know, we do all the kinds of things that the human beings do.
It is incredible.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm out of here. Eric Corley, right. Be back again next week.
See you next week.
Brother Nick, what do you got planned for?
Like I said, New York Met announcer Bob Murphy, hockey analyst.
I hope I'm not
Dan Kelly. No,
he's not going to call now.
No, he's in the studio, as it were. Yes.
Bob Murphy is in this studio.
The man himself.
Ooh.
And he'll be here, and some more of the man, band, local band. We were talking about local music before. We have some more than that local rock and roll here.
Oh, isn't that special?
It is special.
Okay.
It's a special night. It's a special night all over. How was your holiday, Eric, by the way?
My holiday was very hilarious, I guess.
It was. Hilarious is a good word.
It's, I went to the parade.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
I always catch the tail end of the parade because I always get up kind of late. Where all these floats suddenly, I guess, got parked. You know, the people.
What do you remember the street that was?
I was 38th Street.
38th Street.
Between 7th and 8th Avenue. I've always wanted to know, what happens to the parade after it's over? Where does it go? How do the people disband?
That is incredible. It ends at Times Square. Don't they turn off of Times Square? I'm completely naive about this.
Not Times Square. It goes down to 34th Street.
It goes to 34th?
For Macy's. Is that Herald Square?
Herald Square.
Yeah.
Yes,
and then it goes down 34th Street. And it just kind of disbands from there. But the thing is, I saw these floats, and all these other people were walking from 7th Avenue down 38th Street, and they were taking pictures, getting on top of the floats, and smiling and everything. There was nobody around.
Wow.
And then we all walk over to 8th Avenue, and there's a line of policemen there who aren't letting anybody in to 38th Street from 8th Avenue, yet there are literally thousands of people coming from 7th Avenue to 8th Avenue. It's the most ridiculous thing, because there aren't cops blocking 7th Avenue, but they're blocking 8th Avenue. And all these people are saying, well, why can't I go in there? Because there's all these people there already, you know.
Only in New York that can happen.
Regular people.
And you know what's amazing is how you think this is an impossibility to do this parade, to have all of this, paraffin, if you will, these big balloons. The parade ends, and, you know, Manhattan, very small island, very dense, but very small. And yet it happens every Thanksgiving.
Every Thanksgiving.
That means something.
And it's going to happen Thanksgiving's to come.
And you know what also I thought was very good was that WNBC broadcasts the parade every year.
Oh, they don't this year.
Oh, they didn't.
They're not on the air anymore. They're gone.
No, the Channel 4 in New York City.
Oh, I thought in WNBC Radio.
No, that was very sad. I'm still mourning from that.
Gone forever.
They had something called the Snoopy Cam. They had a little camera on top of the Snoopy balloon. And it was very, very frightening to see how high those balloons actually are. Very, very a highlight for me.
So they actually have a camera up on
yes.
top of Snoopy?
A Snoopy cam.
So that's just Snoopy being deflated. I guess I could have seen that.
It was correct. It was really intense.
That's amazing.
It is. I always wonder also about heavy wind gusts. You know, New York City streets, everything is beautiful on one street. You make a left and, you know, you're in Nassau County all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is.
It's amazing. Well, I saw Santa Claus, too. Santa Claus on the play. And when, you know when they're lighting the tree? I don't see that.
I believe that's December 4th.
What day is that?
Oh, my, that is a Monday.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be nice. I'll make a special trip in the city.
I'm not sure. But that's very nice. That's New York City really is nice this time of year.
It's
beautiful.
It is the store window.
F.A.O. Schwartz, not to do a plug, but that is incredible. Santa Land in Macy's.
Yeah.
Always an highlight for me.
I'm just walking down Fifth Avenue, seeing all the things on the street.
It is. Yes, it really is. It's very nice.
Buses and subways. Hey, do you know there's going to be a Z train in the city?
A Z train?
A Z train. They're opening up the Archer Avenue extension on the J train. So there's going to be some kind of a Jamaica Central station that's going to link both the E and the J train for the first time.
Great.
I don't know how they're going to do it. But I also heard starting December 11th there's going to be a Z train somewhere. I don't know where. It might be a shuttle between 179th Street and Sutphin or something. I don't know. That's
incredible.
All my personal opinion.
That's way uptown?
That's in Queens.
Oh, it's in Queens. It's not even uptown. It's not in town at all.
Not in town at all.
My God.
It's going to be somewhere. I don't quite know, but a Z train. I never thought I'd see the day.
Queens is such a bustling hub.
It is, but nothing like Brooklyn.
Nothing like Brooklyn.
I always get lost every time I go to Brooklyn. I know all the street names. They all make sense. They all ring a bell somewhere, but I don't know where they go.
It's when you're in Bensonhurst, though, you know you're going to get good food. Actually,
really?
Any place in Brooklyn you can get good food.
Yeah.
Good Jewish delicatessens, great Italian delicatessens.
Utica Avenue.
Utica Avenue.
There you go.
10-4.
Yeah. Well, look,
we'd love to talk about this culinary delight, but
we can just we ought to do this sometime. Just talk until we run out of things to say, because it seems like we have a lot of ammunition here.
And that's usually when I'm ready to do my show.
Yeah.
After I talk myself out, I'm ready to go on the air then, just like now.
Well, okay, I'm gonna give you that opportunity. Let's see if the theme has actually run out, so I'm gonna have to put on another musical piece so that you can put your records together.
Okay.
Otherwise, there'd be all this silence while you're walking over here and getting records.
Going to start crunching everybody with Metallica. I'm going to open up with something mellow from Metallica.
Oh, sounds good. Well, good night, everyone, and get ready for Brother Nick here.
Attention party people, it's shockout time when reggae's rough royalty, Aini Kamosi and the 1-2 crew, tear up Stony Brook on Friday, December the 9th in the Student Union Ballroom as part of Tropical Tokyo Joe's. Sponsored by Stony Brook Concerts and WUSB 90.1 FM, come witness Jamaica's most compelling reggae, Aini Kamosi and the 1-2 crew, 9 p.m. in the Union Ballroom on Friday, December the 9th. A world of reggae music on ya.
Thank you. so true.